Well, Arminians do believe, first of all, in the sovereignty of God, so it's not a matter of a disbelief in God's sovereignty. But they do tend to see human free will and a demonic free will as determining a great deal of what happens in life. Now, many Calvinists will say the same thing. After all, Satan, in one passage, is called the God of this world, and certainly the world is in rebellion against God. So clearly, people are exercising their wills, and demons are exercising their wills against God. Arminians believe that God empowers people to believe through what is called prevenient grace. Sometimes Calvinists talk as if Arminians think we can muster up our own faith in Christ completely on our own. That's not what Arminians believe, or at least not what many Arminians believe, because John Wesley, who was an Arminian, talked all the time about prevenient grace, which is the grace that God gives all people to place their faith in Christ. Now, he believed that that grace could be resisted and that people can say no to God. And indeed, Calvinists would agree that many people are saying no to God. On the other hand, a Calvinist will believe, normally, that if God has set his mind to convert a person, the elect, those whose names he has written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that ultimately his electing will shall be accomplished, and that those people will come to faith, and that though they can resist God in the short run, that ultimately he will win them over by his grace to faith in him. So it will not be, it's not like everybody's name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and then as people gradually reject Christ and die, they get erased from it. But instead, it's that God has chosen in advance. He has what's called in Scripture the elect, the people he has chosen that he's called to himself. That would be a primary difference between the two. There's others as well, but I think that one kind of captures the heart of the other.